Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Pam and Ricky join me today, and we talk about all the current news happening in the Disney universe. We're talking about drones at Disney Springs this summer, the Season of the Force happening out at Disneyland Resort, and the Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket, which I just have to have. And of course, the Disney Destiny that was announced for Disney Cruise Line sailing at the end of next year. How cool is that going to be? Lots of fun Disney talk on today's show, so let's have some fun. Today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs for no additional cost to you. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That's one extra click that supports everything we do throughout the year. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you so very much to our Patreon supporters. You guys are our all-stars, and I just can't thank you enough for that support each month. It's just $5 a month, and it really does help us out. And if you support us, you get a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. So we'd love to have you support us starting today. Come on over, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2461 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're getting ready for a great Easter weekend here around the country, and that you're going to, you know, hopefully the Easter Bunny brings you lots of chocolate. You get those good eggs with the caramel on the inside. Not that, I don't even know what those cream eggs are all about. I'm not a big fan of those, but caramel on the inside, the Cadbury, is the way to go. And then, you know, get all that. We get the old honey baked ham on Sunday. Not that I'm looking forward to that already, but yes, I am. I can't wait because family's coming over and we enjoy sitting around the big table on Sunday and celebrating Easter here in the Rallman household. So today we're going to get you there with some fun Disney talk, and we're just going to talk about, well, all the news that has been dropped here in the past week or two, because we got a lot of stuff going on with Disney and we just thought it'd be fun to just give our thoughts on things. So today, joining me, and she's going to be leading the conversation because she is, she's a news girl at heart. We have Ricky from the mouseforless.com and a Disney World After All.com, where I thought I saw a story leading off the other day about some girl jumped in the Sasagula River. Was that not you?
No clickbait website.
Okay. That's, I thought that was a different site. Okay.
No clickbait. I'm not going to tempt you with the, is Taylor Swift going to be at Disneyland?
What, she is? She is?
I'm not going to say, oh my God, you won't believe it. What's happening at Tiana's Bayou Adventure right now? That's not going to be me. Like, that's not it. I'm sorry. You'll actually get the news that you want to get, not the extra stuff. None of the fluff. So that's what I'm here for.
A frog jumped in Tiana's Bayou Adventure. What? No,
yes.
Just kidding.
Oh my gosh. That's the article. Did you know a frog jumped into Tiana's Bayou Adventure? There you go. That's it.
And it was actually a toad. Breaking news. It was a toad. It wasn't a frog. No, just kidding. Yeah. So yeah, go there. We'll be talking about that as we go through some recent stories, because lots going on in the Disney universe. But speaking of, Pam, getting ready to head out to sea on a cruise here over the next couple of days. Pam Forster, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Pam, are your bags packed and are your sea legs ready to hit the sea?
Bags are packed, ready to go. Yes. The countdown is on, as they say. Now to see if I can get all the things that I need to get done before we leave.
So give me this, because we got Dennis in the chat. Dennis is in it. He sails the world with Disney Cruise Line. He's one of my great guests over at the Magic for Less. I love it. He goes on med cruises with his family. He's done Caribbean cruises, and he knows how it is. And I'm curious, because we all cruise our different ways, but what's your first like couple of hours on a ship like? Because you're sailing Royal this time, you sail Disney Cruise Line most of the time, but everybody kind of has their kind of thing as they arrive on the board, Like sometimes, I mean, a lot of folks, you know, first thing we do is go to the buffet, grab something to eat. But maybe you do that first, but after that, or, you know, if you don't do that, what do you do? Like, what's your first initial couple hours on the ship like?
We usually do get on in time to, like, have lunch or whatever, at whatever restaurant we choose to go to. And then what we usually do is head up to the top deck and sort of work our way down the ship. Especially if it's a ship we haven't been to in a while, or it's a new ship to us or whatnot. The ship we're going on now, I have been on before a couple times, but still, it just sort of refreshes your memory as to, okay, yeah, this is here. This is on this ship. This is where it's located. Make a note. We want to do this later. Look at this, like, you know, make sure. And then we just sort of get the lay of the land. And then hopefully by the time we sort of do all those things, then we have, you know, it's ready and our stateroom's ready and we go there. I'm an unpacker, but I do it really quickly because we have the packing cubes and then I have bags for everything else, like a toiletries bag and whatnot that gets hung, everything like that. So we do that. And then we just go have fun. We just focus on having fun the rest of the time. I like the cruise because there are things you could do or things you could absolutely not do and just go sit on deck or go enjoy the pools or whatever.
So you sail other lines more than I do. I've sailed Royal a couple times, Freedom of the Seas, back in the day. Do other lines tend to have such a big deal with the sail away party? Is Disney does? I mean, Disney, like, everybody goes to the sail away party. Like, it's really very few people miss that. Is that such a big deal on other lines?
No, it's not as big of a deal. I don't think. I mean, you know, other cruise lines really don't have characters or things like that. So that's something. But I think the thing is there are certain ports where it's more interesting to sail from. And so therefore, a lot of people are out. Like when you're cruising from Seattle, you'll see a lot of people out because it's a really beautiful sail out at that point. If you're cruising from Bayonne, you could be going under or near a bridge. So that's something that a lot of people do. In fact, there's a bridge that you do sometimes go under that it seems like you might not clear.
Oh my gosh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's sort of a tight thing. So that kind of thing. But yeah, there is definitely some fun stuff to see. But yeah, it's not quite as big as it is with Disney. And I think Disney, when you have characters, that sort of makes any celebration bigger. So
I could see the captain like, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to be going under the Brooklyn Bridge, and we are going to ask you not to have that extra dessert until we clear the bridge. And then once we're clear, you can indulge on the midnight buffet. Captain out.
Well, they actually want you to have the extra
dessert. Oh, yeah, that's so true. Yeah, no, I know. Take that back. This is your captain. We're going to open up the buffet early. Everybody right. Indulge, and let's eat it up, and we're going to clear that bridge by 6 inches of spare.
Exactly. So anyways, but yeah, there are definitely some really cool ports to sail from, and a lot of ports in Europe are great ones to see too, and a lot of really interesting sailing into different ports too. So but yeah, no character, so I think
I'd be a terrible captain because, yeah, I would have clunked the bridge because I would have had people not eating and we'd been too light and then boom, we'd have smoked it and been like, oh, dude, we should have had
You would have had to do the water displacement.
Exactly. I'm terrible because it's because I'm not like Norwegian, you know, like you got to, I'm
That's
not Scandinavian.
Right.
I'm Mike from the Midwest. Anyway, not a good, if you see Mike from the Midwest up at the helm, you just want to get off that boat. All right, so Ricky, I'm going to lead the conversation. Let's talk about Seasons of the Force, the summer at Disneyland, because the Force is strong with this podcast, and Dennis is in here. Dennis is strong with the Force. He's a part of a Disney podcast, and he knows his stuff way better than we do. But the first thing I saw was, and I thought this was ingenious, because we were talking about this on Wednesday, none of us ever go to Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland because we love all the other stuff that's at Disneyland, and we get our Galaxy's Edge fix, tend to do that out of Disney's Hollywood Studios in Florida. But the lead story that I saw when I was looking at this, when the news broke about a week ago at this point, was that you can get this perspective of the fireworks, what they call it, like the glowing two moons or something, but you only get it if you go into Galaxy's Edge to watch the fireworks, which I thought, great idea, because it doesn't cost them anything extra. It's still the same fireworks, I guess, right?
Right? Yeah, it's called Fire of the Rising Moons, is what.
Cool.
And it's a nighttime experience that will debut a different view of the Disneyland Park fireworks display with music. So I'm
by
I'm
John Williams, that, right? I mean,
by John Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that like it'll be the regular fireworks display for everybody else, but if you're visiting in Galaxy's Edge, you get a totally different fireworks experience because of the music and everything. Isn't that,
I think
like,
they're probably setting off some fireworks in a little different location so that you get to see that there.
That's good. I was very confused as to how they were going to do that. Yeah.
And then your Magic Band Plus is going to do fun stuff because they want to pull that in and whatnot. So I think I think it's kind of cool. I mean, and I think too, it does one of the very, very needed things of drawing people away from the hub.
Yes, that's smart.
And I think that it's needed in all locations, because if you offer people a good location to view the fireworks from, I know, like I always say, see it once in front of the castle. And then after that, you don't have to see it from there. Right. There's some really great locations. In front of It's a Small World is actually a great location too. And you even have a good view at Rivers of America. They're different views, but they're good views.
It's not as important to see it in front of the castle at Disneyland, I'll say from
seeing
it.
No, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
It's not as impressive. But real quick, if they don't, because I've been watching the prequels on the treadmill. I don't know why, but I'm through Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, because they're going to put that out on May 4th at the theaters, Phantom Menace, and I'm probably going to go see it again. It wasn't that bad. But if they don't use that I think the song, that score is called, it's one where, like, something of the Fates, like, where, like, yes. Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan are fighting, Darth Maul. Dude, if they played that during the fireworks, oh my God, I'd lose my mind. That'd be so cool. Because with the red fireworks and the two moons or whatever Ricky's talking about. I'd be like, oh, let's go. Give me my Jabba sipper, my popcorn bucket.
Popcorn bucket.
50 bucks. Here it is. Scan my magic band. I'm in. No, okay. But popcorn bucket, got to have it. It's Jabba the Hutt. But okay, so let's jump to that. I mean, that's going to be epic and salacious crumb.
Right?
Let's go with epic. I have questions, but you know, did we need a Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket? I'm not sure.
Yes,
we did.
Yes,
okay. Horn. Got it. Okay,
we needed it.
Perfect. Cool. And apparently, it comes with a detachable salacious bee crumb.
Oh, it does? I didn't even know there was a salacious crumb. I was making that up on Wednesday.
No,
I had no idea.
No,
shut up.
I thought you knew.
No, I had no idea. I thought it was just Jabba. I was totally riffing on that. Shut up. I had no idea. Oh my God, because I mean, he has to have a sidekick. It's like C-3PO and R2-D2. Yes. You can't not have one and the other. Shut up. I just
There's
saw Jabba.
There's a lot of things that Jabba can't do. He needs.
He's got to have somebody going.
I absolutely thought you knew that was.
No, I had no clue. I was just looking at Jabba because he's like the main man. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
oh my God. Detachable, salacious.
Is he a salt shaker?
No, it's not a salt shaker.
Shut up. I missed the opportunity.
Plastic. Piece.
What's
anyway,
he do? He doesn't do anything? He's got to be
a
people make him into a salt shaker, dump some salt in, salacious.
Besides that, though, there's another really cool popcorn bucket as well. That's a salvaged stormtrooper helmet bucket, which is also really neat. And they're also going to have a Millennium Falcon bucket, and they'll have a Grogu sipper, as well as a Death Star glow cube, which is kind of fun too. And a Millennium Falcon glow cube. So they have like all the merch if you're looking for that. But then they're also going to have a lot of different, you know, food items and beverages that kind of tie into the whole season of the Force, which, by the way, the dates for that, because we did not mention that, are April 5th through June 2nd at Disneyland. So just for those who may be going, that's when you'll be able to do it. And there's a couple of other things that are happening there. So you're also going to get to see some of those new adventures that are kicking off with Star Tours, The Adventures Continue. So you may get transmissions from Ahsoka Tana, Cassian Andor, or Grogu, and you're gonna get to see the new planet that I can't pronounce, Paridia, from, I think it's from the Ahsoka series. Clearly I haven't watched any of these things, so I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, it's gonna be really cool to have at least some new areas that we can, you know, see on Star Tours, which is really awesome, and it allows for even more opportunities of different experiences as well, so that's kind of cool. And then Hyperspace Mountain is returning, which I have done. It is so much fun. Hyperspace Mountain is great, so that's another really cool thing as well. So Season of the Force sounds like it's a season to be reckoned with, not gonna lie.
Force is strong. Is it now, is there not a hard ticket event too that goes along with this? It's really, yes, people are saying it's really expensive.
Yes. After Dark Star Wars Night.
Yes.
So tell us about that. Sure. I don't know the details. Somebody fill us in here.
It is. Yeah. So just, it's different nights. It starts April 16th and goes through May 9th. I don't know that there's a ton. There's probably like 10 different dates through there. It is an after hours event. So it is an extra cost for that. But everyone sort of likes these after hour events. So it's a separate event ticket. It does let you in 3 hours before the parks close, but then there's going to be all kinds of different things you can do. And a lot of these were things that we sort of did on Galactic Star Cruiser. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's cool.
You're going to be doing lightsaber instructions. There's going to be a costume cavalcade. So that's kind of cool. And you do get to get dressed up in your Star Wars costumes. So that's really cool too. There's going to be, of course, theme photo opportunities, things like that. So I'm really interested. We're doing this, and I want it because I want to see what it's like, and I'm excited about it. Like, I can't wait to sort of go. I'm pulling out, of course, my Star Cruiser outfit, so I can wear it again. I never thought I'd get to wear some of that again. So awesome. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think the cool like photo things, and of course they're gonna have food that's only available at these events, so people, you know, will like that too. But I like it when Disney does stuff like that, when they have a theme, and I think it really gives them a good indicator of how many people are into this theme, you know, how quickly do these tickets sell out, how well are they attended, you know, things like that. So I'm looking forward to it. They're like all in with the Star Wars thing. So
I think this will be insanely popular. I think, I mean, if I had to guess, I think that intersection of Star Wars and Disney fans, especially that time of the year, because it's around May the 4th, there's going to be a lot of buzz with the 25th anniversary of Phantom Menace in the theaters. Mm-hmm. It's going to be big. I would love to go to this, and that merchandise all looks super cool. And I'm not even a huge collector. I'd love to have a Jabba popcorn bucket. If I was out there, I'd totally have it. I'm not a popcorn bucket collector, but I keep saying that even though I have a few on the shelf. I know,
That's what happens. I'm like, me too. I'm like, I don't collect the popcorn buckets except for
I'm still bitter that they didn't bring the Easter buckets over from Disneyland over to Walt Disney World. I really wanted that Chip and Dale one, and I wanted the Donald Duck Easter egg sipper. I thought for sure they'd bring it, and they didn't.
Here's the thing about popcorn buckets in general, just real quick, is like they're kind of like neat little souvenirs that are, they kind of look retro. They're kind of almost like something you would have bought like in the 70s or 80s, and their price point isn't terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they're almost a little practical. Like, you can display them on a shelf, and they're kind of fun. They remind you of your vacation, but they're usually like $25 or $30. Like, they're not terribly expensive, and there's something that you can look at, and they're kind of fun. And you get a little, the popcorn you don't have to put in them, but you get a box of popcorn with them too. You get a little snack. Exactly. So really, they're not terrible. That's how I look at it. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things that are
they're terrible to get home if you're flying.
I ball out. I just put the sucker around my neck and just carry it onto the plane. I mean,
you're like, it's a necklace.
It is. I'm like the Flavor Flav of popcorn buckets when I rock on my Southwest flight. Dude, two carry-ons and a Jabba the Hutt around the neck. What up?
Mike's going to go walk on with four popcorn buckets around his neck.
These are my necklaces.
I don't know what you're talking about, Stowe. He's that guy. This is an article.
Am I trying to dive into my sour cream and chives popcorn? Get out of there. Whatever. Jabba. Okay, is there anything else for Season of the Force? Should we go on to the next topic?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Okay, the Force is strong. It's going to be a really fun event.
Let's go out to see. Let's talk about the Disney. And by the way, so I've I've talked to the Disney Cruise Line agents more than I've talked to my family over the past 10 days. And I just got to thank all my great guests over the Magic for Less. I love you guys. So I've sent half the planet on the ships in the summer of 2025.
They listened to us, thankfully. Yeah. But now is the time to book those cruises.
Honestly, God.
If you're considering summer 2025, do it now. This is the best price it's going to be.
But here's my beef. You all know my beef. I've even told Pam Forrester my beef on this. And I've told this to every agent. And the agents of the Disney Cruise Line agree with me. Why are you going to announce the name of the next ship right in the middle of the booking window for 2025 cruises? Like, seriously, could you have not held this till the next Monday? Like, we don't need to know the name of that ship during this, like, crazy period when everybody's trying to platinum and gold and silver, and we're just trying to just stay above water, and I'm not trying to have X's in my eyes because I've been typing so much, like 17 hours a day. All of a sudden, we get all this news about the name of the ship and the theme and all this. I mean, yeah, I'm excited about that, but holy cow, hold up, like PR person, just hold your jets.
Because anyway. Now people are like, I want to book on the new ship.
Exactly. I'm like, you can't book it yet.
I can't book you on the new ship.
For real. Like, stop. Yes. Anyway, but we can talk about it now that I've lived through that week. Okay, so the Disney, what do we think? What do we think about the name, Ricky?
I hate the name. I cannot stand the name. I think it's awful. I mean,
we have the treasure and we have the adventure, and now we have the destiny.
There were so many choices that they could go with, and destiny was not, it was not in the top 10 for me. I know I'm not a fan. I think it's fine. It's the name of the ship, so that's what we're going with. But I'm not a fan of the name. I'm not a fan of the name at all. Like, I really kind of hate the name, but that's okay.
It's not terrible, but it just doesn't seem like it meets the conventions of like the other ones. Like, it does seem kind of like an outlier. It seems like another cruise line, like ship name to me. I don't know. Pam, what are your thoughts on the destiny? I mean, we won't even like be thinking about it after like 3 or 4 years of it sailing.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Like, I know that people felt one way or the other about the name. I honestly don't really even think of a ship's name after the initial point in time.
I mean,
I know what ship I'm sailing on, but that's about as far as it goes for me. I had other ideas for names, I guess. Maybe they should have given me a call about this. No, but I think that it will be interesting. I was more interested in the things that they told us that were going to be on the ship and the ship theme.
Yes.
And maybe that's where it sort of fits in a little bit, because we do have a sort of heroes versus villains sort of theme going on. So you sort of get to choose your destiny, or that becomes part of your destiny. So,
I didn't connect those dots. See,
I know it's probably the way to tie it in.
I didn't connect those. Here's what I thought, and this is me being super meta. I didn't connect those dots, but that makes total sense, Pam.
Yeah, it does.
Down there. But here's the thing, because you moved, because you disconnected. Now you're in a different spot in the call. But here's the thing. I don't know if you guys remember. Do you guys remember that song that sounded like it was Leanne Rimes that I think went with Mission Space back in the day on the soundtrack? It was called Destiny.
Oh, Destiny. Yeah.
It was actually on one of those Walt Disney World like official soundtracks.
Was it Kelly Coffey?
I don't know who it was, but it sounded exactly like Leanne Rimes. I swore it was Leanne Rimes that sang it. I was like, they just wanted to use that song. They just want to have to write a new song. Said name that
sure
shit.
I'm sure they're not bringing that back.
No, they're probably not. But I was like, they're being cheap. They're going to try to use that song and not have to get a new song. It's just called the Destiny. But that's just me. Okay, so heroes and villains. Choose your own destiny. Choose your own adventure. Okay, so let's talk about theme, Ricky. What do you think about the heroes and villains?
The theme I actually like. I think it could go in quite a few different places when you get on the ship. So I mean, I'm certain that we're gonna have villains themed lounges 100%. I can guarantee that. I think that the heroes section will work well. Kind of on the upper decks. I think that'll be really, really popular there. And really, it's a great way to be perfectly honest, it's a great way to tie in Marvel. It's a great way to tie in Star Wars. And I think that they were looking for a really, really good way to tie both of those into this ship, since, it doesn't seem like they're doing a whole lot of that with the treasure. So I think that this is going to be if you're a fan of like those kind of adventures, I think this is probably the ship for you. That's kind of what I get from this.
What are your initial thoughts, Pam? Where do we go with heroes and villains at sea with Disney Cruise?
So I keep thinking like there are some fantastic villains that deserve something. And I would love to see my girl Ursula getting some kind of lounge.
Oh, yeah.
I
think that on the ship,
that
yes,
would be 100%. Fantastic, right? Yes. And yes, she's such a good villain, and she's at sea. Like, she's not the kind of villain that people were like, oh, I hated her or whatever. She was fun. She was a fun villain.
I mean, I didn't like her as Vanessa. I mean, let's be honest. Vanessa was not the best, but you know, whatever. No.
But Ursula was a fantastic villain. I think Hades was a fun villain.
Hades is gonna be great.
I would love to see Hades get some. I just am excited to see the villains get, you know, some showcasing, and maybe we'll see some shopping, some theater shows, things like that, where these villains get to really stand out too. I just think there's lots of good opportunities there. And then I also am excited about the heroes thing. And I would love, I know that we always want to appeal to sort of the heroes that people are sort of keyed into, that people really dot into and they really associate with. But I always think that there's some opportunities for heroes that we don't get to hear very much about too. And I would love to see Disney sort of embrace that too.
Ricky, do you have something?
Well, I was going to say, like, how amazing would it be? Kind of Pam was talking about, you know, Hades. First of all, yeah, he should definitely have some sort of bar lounge on the ship. Like, that would be amazing. But I feel like, and I know Hercules is not like the most up-to-date, you know, story in the sense of like, it's been a while.
It should just be people that have Run Disney marathon medals that get to go to Hercules Bar.
There you go.
Because you've gone the distance, baby.
That's a good choice. But can you imagine if they did like Hercules as the musical on the ship? And you know, it can kind of be in the same way vein as, you know, the genie, but because I think they used to do something like this on Broadway or something like that, where they had Hercules, and I feel like it would just be such a great, you know, show in the theater, in the Walt Disney Theater. I think that that would be a really fantastic.
They had
idea.
A Hercules number in one to of the update. Shows for sure.
I'm sure they did, but to update, you know, the actual. You know, the I think there was a Broadway musical too, but if not, like, if whether it was off Broadway, on Broadway, whatever, but I feel like that would be, it's ripe for, seriously, that ship. I feel like it would be so perfect, and you'd have like the sarcastic great character of, you know, Hades, and I think that would work out so well.
Plus Meg is like my favorite heroine is ever, period. Like, she's the best. When I think about like, who's you in real life? Maybe it's Meg. It might be Meg. I don't know. I just am like, you know, she's sort of like, you know. Yes. So I love seeing her. So,
so I was talking about, you know, I was talking to some of the agents about this too at Disney Cruise Line reservations, you know, about this news. And, you know, we get excited about it too as travel agents. We're fans and so are they. And, but then, you know, we're talking about the mechanics of this, like looking, you know, 2 years into the future that, you know, Disney Cruise Line has gone from like, you know, you knew where every ship was because there wasn't that many ships, you know, a few years ago to now. It's going to take some brain power to think about, you know, in a few years, like where these ships are and where they're ported and where their, you know, itineraries are during different times of the year, because there's going to be quite a few ships now. And I mean, it's going to be a for real fleet, you know, by the time the Treasure's sailing, you got the Wish now, and you're going to have, you know, you're going to have this ship, you're going to have the Destiny, and you're going to have to, because we were trying to, you know, I forget who I was talking to, one of the great agents over there. And we were thinking like, okay, so what is this? We're trying to play like fantasy Disney Cruise Line, you know? Okay. So when this ship sails, and I thought, Pam, I mean, just real quick, I thought it was pretty aggressive to say this thing's not only going to be booking, but sailing in 2025. I was like, oh, be careful with that, Disney Cruise Line. But that's just me saying that, you know. I was like, easy PR person who had to drop the news this week, the same guy putting that out there. But we'll see.
We really haven't had a ship make that inaugural it's not a great track record.
I was like, do you know what the date is today, person? But anyway, right. So that's what I was saying, first of all. But then you know, like when you think about it, like they are going to have shuffle the ship. So, I mean, does the Destiny now take over the 3 and 4 night Bahamian runs because it'll be the new hotness and they want to get that one kind of available to folks that are mixing it up with the, you know, with the Walt Disney World vacations and get right. the first timers on the Destiny and then the Wish goes and sails 7 nighters, you know, or maybe the Wish goes to Europe and the Fantasy comes. It is interesting how like now with as many ships as Disney Cruise Line is going to have, I mean, who knows? The Wish could be sailing. They could move that out to California. You know, they could put that. That could be a permanently based ship out of California. It is with Cruise Line. They're going to have so many more options come 36 months from now, Pam. It's going to be incredible to see how the dominoes fall.
And I think that they're probably always going to want to keep those newer ships in that Florida area. But now we not only have Port Canaveral, we also have Fort Lauderdale. And that's going to become a home base of Disney as well. I think that's a great option too. So yeah, when you're right, Mike, I mean, there's the Wish, which most even Disney Cruise Line fans have not had the opportunity to sail on yet. There's going to be the Treasure.
Yep.
Then there's going to be the Destiny. So we have three ships that they're going to have to figure out how to keep in this area. I think you'll see Fort Lauderdale playing into this more. And I think with Brightline too, that sort of makes this something that is more attainable to sort of do a land and sea vacation. Because you have that transportation, which has always been the hitch for folks wanting to do both. The only real solution was to rent a car. There were a couple of other things. Yeah, it is. And it's a boring drive.
It is very boring. I've done it.
You forget how boring Florida is until you make that drive down to Fort Lauderdale or Miami and you're like,
oh, I've done it. Yeah, it's terrible. Yes. I mean, it's so boring. I mean, it's not a bad drive. It's boring. There's nothing to see.
Very boring.
And and here's the thing too. From St. Louis, flights to Lauderdale are cheap. Like they're to Lauderdale, they're not bad. They're cheaper than Orlando.
Yeah, I think that will be true for a lot of different destinations. So I'll be interested to see what they do too. And now we also have two private islands. So that gives them a lot more, you know, a different private island for people to go to. So they're not all just confined to that one where basically they can, you know, really only have one or two ships there at a time. So
yeah, I'm super stoked. I mean, I'll be honest, like I've been booking more cruise line for my guests than I have ever. And I, you know, cruise line is my passion. So I love that I get to do that at the Magic for Less. And I love that my guests come to me when they want to book cruises, because that is, I love sailing the ships. I love staying current on the ships. And you know, if you want to book a cruise, let's do this, because I've always said, man, you get your Disney fix on those ships, but it's so relaxing and it is so first class. I mean, it's a premium experience. I mean, Disney Cruise Line is a premium cruise line. It is head and shoulders out there. It's not the cheapest experience out there when you're going to book cruises, but you know it when you get on those ships. You're on a premium cruise line. Yep. It is first class. And so you're going to get to go to Lighthouse Point now. You're going to sail these first class ships that are just being built. It's amazing. I'm just telling you. Okay, so let's go on to the next thing. Drone show coming to Disney Springs, which is going to work out perfect for me. I can't wait to see the drones. They're coming.
And we talked about the drones recently. They are not in the parks, but they are at Disney Springs.
Thank you, because I'm not going to have park tickets when I go down the night before my cruise. And so this is what we're going to do. This is going to be our entertainment. We'll probably go to Splitsville, grab some dinner, and watch the drones, because we'll be on because it's going to be right there on the staged out of the west side again.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. They have that great like area to watch it. So
go ahead, Ricky.
Can I just say, I'm so surprised that they are bringing back a drone show. Like,
it's a good test bed though, with that little body of water there in Disney Springs.
It's a great location. I'm just really shocked that they are actually doing it. You know, Mike, you've talked about for years, I'd love to see a drone show come back. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, sure, they're going to bring a drone show back. Disney, you know, whatever.
I'd like to see $1 million in my mailbox tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Can we make this happen? Like, how do I get $1 million come in my pocket? I'd like to see $1 million, please. That I get to keep, not that I have to get. Disney Dreams That Soar is the name of the new drone show that is coming this summer. It kicks off on June 10th. And
my anniversary, by the way, so you know it's for me.
Seriously, it's going to be amazing. State-of-the-art drones are going to choreograph across the sky at Disney Springs, paired with a new musical score, as well as memorable Disney quotes. So the last time we had a drone show Oh, it kicks off May 24th. Hang on. I think I had the wrong date. I have to double check that. The last time we had a drone show was 7 years ago back in 2016. So that's just amazing right there. I'm so shocked that they're bringing back drone. Like, I never thought we'd see that a drone show come back. So that's incredible that they're doing this.
I knew we would. Yeah. It was just a matter of time. It's the next technology. It just has to be ready. But this is, here's why I think it's great what they're doing this. A, Disney Springs, it's non-ticketed, so nobody can complain because you're not paying for it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to go to guest services and say, oh, you know, if it doesn't happen one night, I didn't get my drone show. Well, you didn't pay anything, so who cares? You know, you didn't pay for it, you didn't get it. Also, that's a very safe venue. Like, the water is away from people. And even with people over at Saratoga, there's a path, because they did this when we were down there. We saw it a couple times. Like, they can fly those drones, and I think they fly them out of a little space kind of behind Old Key West, where the drones take off and land, where they're never going to be over people. And so that's a safe spot. But it is, I mean, when you see it, I'm telling you, get down there and see it this summer. It is, and I mean, it's been 7 years. The technology has to have gotten so much better in 7 years. Awesome.
And yes, I was right. It does debut on the May 24th. So I was like, wait, that doesn't seem right. Everything else, by the way, that I'll talk about here in a second, debuts on June 10th. That's why June 10th was in my head. So
it's my anniversary.
It debuts for Memorial Day weekend, which is going to be awesome because I'll be down there for Memorial Day weekend. So I will get to see it.
It's when Tiana's Bayou Adventure opens.
Don't start that. Right. You know what,
just kidding.
Hang on. I think maybe this week we're supposed to get an announcement about Tiana's. Maybe.
Dude, it's ready to rock right now. But I'm
just throwing that out there. I mean, we've got Imagineers testing it, so it's coming sooner rather than later. And I said the
4th of July a long time ago. People are like, nope, September. But I was closer. So if I was on The Price is Right, I would be up on stage playing a pricing game. I'm just saying.
I honestly thought Tiana was going to open at Memorial Day weekend. But
I didn't hear you say that. No, I did not hear you say that. No,
I don't think we've had a discussion on the podcast between us about it, but I've always thought it would open for Memorial Day weekend. But
I said the 4th of July because it's an American holiday and it's an American ride because it's an American thing. But that was
one of us could still be right. We'll so, see. I mean, it's not like I'm saying 4th of July. Like,
yeah,
you
but
are.
You're coming in with like a late $1 bid at the price.
No, I'm
right
not
here.
Coming in with a late $1 bid.
Yeah, I think that's what that is. All right, Pam Forrest. Well, give us the next story because drone's going to be cool. Okay, go.
There's a few extra things that are happening this summer for Walt Disney World. So the first thing is we are finally getting the walls to come down at Epcot. That is June 10th is when those walls come down. And at that point, we are going to have the debut of the Communicore Plaza and the Communicore Plaza stage. And we are going to have finally an Encanto sing-along. So if you have, want to start talking about Bruno, now will be the time. And it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited about this as well. And I'm surprised it took this long because if you remember back when Frozen was so huge, they like busted out Frozen sing-along so quickly. And so I thought for sure we'd have an Encanto sing-along like last year or something. Nope, it took till this year, but I guess they needed the stage. So, that's exciting that we're getting the Encanto sing-along and the opening of Epcot in the middle section is going to be opening up. So that's really nice to see. We're getting there.
Is it an outside stage?
It looks like it's sort of from the picture that they have, like, and keep in mind it's concept art, but it's definitely covered and it looks like it's like, I can't tell if it's outdoors or if there's a glass window behind it, but I'm going to say it's probably outdoors.
So it's like Tarzan covered. Rocks.
Yeah. There's no seating either. It looks like from the picture, it looks like there's definitely kids sitting on the floor. So I'm not entirely sure what this stage is going to be like when we get to it.
Pam Forrester, are you going to talk about Bruno at this concert venue?
Sure. I will go and see it. I will tell you, I know that people love Encanto. And I'm really happy.
I've not seen the movie, so I don't even know what to tell Bruno.
Pam is not one of them. Okay, got it. Perfect. Noted.
No, I mean, it's just, I think everyone has their favorite movies. And I'm thrilled when people make a connection with a Disney movie, even when I don't. So
same.
I'm happy to see them get some of this. Like, surely there hasn't been enough Encanto in the parks.
Work. There really hasn't been, though. I mean, if you think about, if you remember back to the Frozen Frenzy and just all the Frozen stuff they busted out, and then you look at Encanto and they've had like almost nothing. They have a meet and greet now, and they have Bruno in a cavalcade at the Magic Kingdom, and that's pretty much it. So
I'm not supposed to even see Bruno. So the fact
that's
that
true.
He's
we're
there.
Not. So the fact that he's there, wow. But yeah,
I think it'll be good to have. What I think is also another always a good thing is to have another show in Epcot because this, especially in what used to be called Future
Absolutely.
World. Can we get a symbol for that?
World hey, I remember the front part is called World Discovery there, but it is Future World.
It's formerly known as
Twitter. Future World Discovery, formerly known as Future World. That's really
right. Agreed. So I think that that's always a good thing, especially up in the front part of the park, because there just aren't, you know, a lot of shows there that we see. So and a lot of entertainment. So that will be a good thing. And again, I don't begrudge other people getting to see their favorites. So I'm excited for them.
That's awesome.
Same.
Yes. Okay, good. All right. We've got two smaller news pieces that have also come out this week for the summer. The first one is, and these are, they're definitely small, but you have Joy, who is the star of now Inside Out 2. She will be moving from Epcot to Disney's Hollywood Studios this summer. She will be found in that Pixar Plaza area where you can meet Edna Mode. Currently, she won't be replacing Edna Mode, but you know she'll be found in that area.
Yeah, because no one can replace Edna.
That's true.
Fabulous.
No. I will be curious as to who replaces Joy. Though,
I shocked you with that, didn't I? Then I knew she said that. Sorry.
Joy can be replaced.
Yes. No.
You're kind of zapping my joy right now because I'm starving, but go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Well, I got one more thing to talk about. Okay. And then you can go get your Taco Bell. Okay. So the last thing that I have to talk about, and I kind of think it's funny because we've done this before. We're going to celebrate the Lion King this summer at Disney's Animal Kingdom because it is apparently the 30th anniversary.
Oh my god, I'm so old.
I know. I watched The Lion King religiously because I was in love with Jonathan Taylor Thomas. So, and he was the voice of Simba. So,
I was gonna say, I thought it was a cartoon.
On the 30th, I mean, yeah, the fact that we're coming, I wasn't in love with the lion. I was in love with the voice of the lion.
That's so weird, too. That might be even more weird. That's way more
awkward. I was gonna say,
that did not help. That did not help.
I thought it made me sound better. It didn't.
No, that made it 10 times worse. But go ahead.
Odd, but okay.
It's fine. I'm just going to move on.
It's not fine, but let's wrap up the show.
It seems like yet another celebration of the Lion King. We have a few others.
We have, because I literally actually went back through my pictures and I had a picture of a banner that literally said celebrating the Lion King. And I was like, oh, hey, we're doing this again. That was for the 25th anniversary. So it was 5 years ago that we did this the last time.
That is such a good show, though, over at Animal Kingdom.
Yes, it is.
If you're not seeing that, you're doing it wrong.
I agree.
It is.
It's a great
show.
So
anyway, we're going to celebrate the Lion King. They're bringing out the Pumbaa popcorn bucket again, and I'm sure the Timon sipper. And if you really want to meet the characters, you can go to Rafiki's Planet Watch and see Timon as well as Rafiki. And you can also learn how to draw characters at the animation experience.
And if you take that train over there, you deserve to have some character meet and greet.
You sure do. You sure do. So anyway, we've done this once before, literally 5 years ago. So yay for the celebration of the Lion King again. I don't know.
Lion King's a classic. That is such a good movie, though. It's a great movie. I mean, it's
good
classic.
Movie, good story, lots of things to celebrate there. I can get behind that one.
I agree.
That's the one you can get behind, but the Encanto one, you're like, eh.
I showed Lion King in my class every year.
I was very excited for people who like it.
I took the chance like going to jail every year. I showed that to my class, even though I was scared Disney would throw me in the pokey. Oh. Now that I'm not teaching anymore, I'll say, I probably shouldn't say it on this podcast, but I did.
You've passed. passed the statute of limitations.
I hope so, because I mean, it was so such a good lesson. Like, you know, we taught a lot of lessons. Anyway, we are getting out of here. It's time to give everybody, you know, you got to get ready for Easter. You got to get the deviled eggs going. Whatever your recipe is, I hope it's great.
I make deviled the best eggs. Deviled eggs is the key to the weekend. I make the best.
I'll take all deviled eggs. Deviled eggs. Isn't it weird that deviled eggs, something called deviled, is what you have for Easter?
Brian has brought up the same
that is
point.
Ironic.
I don't know what to say.
I say that all the time.
Mike and Brian think alike.
I always say that. That is the most ironic thing ever, that over Easter, you're eating something, and I just crave these things. Deviled eggs. It's the weirdest thing ever. Anyway, that's your thought to ponder as you sit in church on Sunday. All right.
You're not pondering the actual message.
No. Ponder, why am I going to crush deviled eggs here in about an hour? It just, you know, that's what you're going to think about. All right. We are out of here. Don't forget our shows. We want to see you on the Discord, though, all weekend. It's a lot of fun. Come over. The conversation never stops. We talk about this show. We talk. We help each other plan great trips. It's brguestpodcast.com/Discord. And just our community is always hanging out there. We're talking fun stuff over there all the time. So come on over and join us. Also, the show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney adventure. If you want to book a cruise, again, it costs exactly the same as booking directly with Disney Cruise Line. And we give you onboard credits, which you can use for adult dining, spa appointments. You cannot use them for gratuities. I will find you and be mad if you use them for gratuities, because that's no fun. But you can use them for drinks. You can use them for souvenirs, whatever you want. Have fun with that, but it costs you exactly the same. So why not book with us and get first-class service to boot? And also Walt Disney World, Disneyland, all that stuff. So come on over. Join us at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate links. That supports us. One extra click. It's all it takes. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon and support us as well on Patreon. Thanks to those who do. We appreciate that so much. Just $5 a month, and you'll get a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. So come on over to patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on social media. Pam's at TMFLT Pam. She'll be a great follow because she's headed out to sea next week. Ricky is always a great follow for all the great news. She's at Ricky Nibs. I'm at BeOurGuestMike. You want to see me jump on the treadmill every morning and sometimes some great sports talk and other stuff? Just follow me, BeOurGuestMike, on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. Not Twitch, Threads. That's the other one. I forgot. And of course, we'll have a live call-in show this Sunday night. So join us on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Twitch and Instagram. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We'll be taking your calls and having a good time. We'll probably even call Scott if he's still at Walt Disney World. I don't know if it will be, but maybe. All right. So we're going to get out of here and wish you a great weekend and a happy Easter. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Down to his son. Yeah.